This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump faced questions Monday afternoon about his recent deal with Mexico to control immigration, but provided little clarity on what he said were undisclosed portions of the agreement when he spoke with journalists.
We do have one other thing that will be announced at the appropriate time, but they have to get approval from their legislative body.
What is it?
Why are the Mexicans denying it then?
I don't think they'll be denying it very long. It's all done.
There has been confusion and consternation on both sides of the border after Mr. Trump earlier claimed the United States signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico, which Mexican officials denied. It could be related to plans for a region-wide asylum agreement if enforcement measures agreed to last week between Washington and Mexico City do not halt a surge of migrants from Central America to the United States. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service says it's been the subject of a malicious cyber attack that may have exposed images of travelers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Customs and Border Protection says the cyber attack compromised the computer network of one of its subcontractors. Among the data exposed were images of license plates and travelers themselves, presumably collected at U.S. points of entry. CBP did not specify how many images may have been copied, but it says none of the data has been identified on the Internet or the dark web. CBP says the subcontractor, which it has not named, had transferred copies of the images to its company network in violation of government policies and without the agency's authorization. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Nicaragua on Monday released 50 opposition prisoners under a controversial new law granting amnesty to protesters and police involved in last year's deadly uprising against President Daniel Ortega. The Interior Ministry announced that release of the 50 people. It's a new law that was passed on Saturday. This is VOA News. An oft-cited assessment used to measure U.S. progress in Afghanistan, recently tossed aside by commanders, is still being collected but is no longer available to the public. Earlier this year, the U.S. commanded Resolute Support mission said it stopped collecting the so-called district-level stability assessments, which measure the number of the country's districts under government or insurgent control or influence. A star witness during Watergate who helped end the Nixon presidency is drawing parallels between that investigation and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The last time John Dean testified before the House Judiciary Committee was July 1974.
During the impeachment inquiry of Richard Nixon.
Dean was Nixon's White House counsel and says the Watergate report was a roadmap for congressional investigators. There's a similarity with the Russia report.
Special Counsel Mueller has provided this committee with a roadmap.
Dean was the star witness again as Democrats opened hearings aimed at getting more attention on the Mueller report. President Trump's dismissing Dean as disgraced and a sleazebag. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A helicopter crash landed on the roof of a rain-shrouded Midtown Manhattan skyscraper. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The helicopter landed on top of the AXA Equitable Building near Times Square and Trump Tower. People inside felt it.
It was kind of weird, not like a minor earthquake, not kind of like anything I've ever felt before.
Fire Chief Daniel Nigro says one person was killed.
We were able to put water on the fire quite quickly. Unfortunately, we did find a victim.
And Nigro says the helicopter was not allowed in that area. There are flight restrictions since President Trump took office. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror. And there is no ongoing threat to New York City.
The helicopter was flying in a driving downpour. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. scientists say that an area of oxygen-depleted water in the Gulf of Mexico, known as the Dead Zone, will reach a near-record size this season. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted Monday that the annual dead zone this summer will cover more than 20,000 square kilometers, roughly the size of Slovenia. They say that size, if borne out, would be the second largest dead zone on record, just smaller than in 2017 when the dead zone reached 22,700 square kilometers, close to the size of Turkey. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.